Penguin Random House Audio presents A Mighty Long Way, My Journey to Justice at Little Rock Central High School by Carlotta Walls Lanier with Lisa Frazier Page. This is the author, Carlotta Walls Lanier. This book is dedicated to my parents, Juanita and Cartelia Walls, who taught me determination, commitment, and perseverance so I could take the journey with confidence. To my sisters, Luana and Tina, who learned the same lessons and took them to another level. My love for you is immeasurable. You share in every bit of recognition I receive. To my comrades, who shared the journey with strength and courage. Ernest Green, Minnie Jean Brown, Elizabeth Eckford, Thelma Mothershed, Melba Patillo, Gloria Ray, Terrence Roberts, Jefferson Thomas. To my loving husband, Ira Ike, whose support, patience, and wisdom have encouraged me to stay on track. To my son and daughter, Whitney and Brooke, who continue to bring me joy. I am glad I completed the journey so that you could explore your own paths freely and with conviction. Carry on knowing that you have my unconditional love. And to generations yet unborn, who will adopt the spirit and carry on the Walls, Cullens, Lanier legacies. I would like to share this wonderful foreword President Bill Clinton wrote for the book. I was 11 years old on September 25, 1957, when Carlotta Walls, Minnie Jean Brown, Thelma Mothershed, Melba Patillo, Elizabeth Eckford, Ernest Green, Gloria Ray, Terrence Roberts, and Jefferson Thomas, supported by their mentors Daisy and Elsie Bates, bravely walked into the halls of Central High School and into the pages of American history. I lived 50 miles away in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and although I had never attended school with black children, I supported integration and was pulling for those kids. So were my mother and grandparents. In his small grocery store in Hope, Arkansas, my grandfather served both black and white working people. He treated them equally, including giving them food on credit when times were tough, and they were doing their best. Seeing the Little Rock Nine face down the angry mob fascinated me and inspired an emotional bond that has lasted a lifetime. In the 1970s, I became friends with Ernie Green, the only senior in the group. Our friendship has grown stronger with the years. In 1987, on the 30th anniversary of Central High's integration, I invited the Nine to the Arkansas Governor's Mansion, where Governor Faubus had laid his plans to keep them out of school and use the turmoil to win himself a third term. Hillary and I had a great time with them, a group of survivors and achievers who enjoyed one another's company and seemed able to relive their historic moment without being imprisoned by it. I was very impressed by the youngest of the Nine, Carlotta Walls Lanier. By her intelligence, her controlled energy, and the kind, wise look in her eyes. I met Carlotta again in 1997, when the Little Rock Nine celebrated their 40th anniversary at Central High School's campus. Governor Huckabee and I held open the school's doors for them as they walked in. Doors that once led to hostility and harassment, now open wide in welcome, respect, and gratitude. We had come a long way, but not all the way. Just a few months earlier, I had established the President's Initiative on Race to engage millions of Americans in assessing the current state of race relations and offer specific proposals on how to close our remaining racial divides. My final meeting with the Little Rock Nine as president was in 1999, when they came to the White House to receive the Congressional Gold Medal. I was thrilled when Carlotta and the rest of the Little Rock Nine asked me to serve as honorary chair for the 50th anniversary celebration on September 25, 2007. After a wonderful banquet the night before, there was a celebration on the steps of Central High. All nine spoke, each in their own way, about what that long-ago event meant to them, and in the process, revealing the people they had become in the 5 decades since. Carlotta spoke with the clarity and force that have made her the de facto mother hen of the nine. As she and the others went their separate ways after high school, they never forgot their historic bond. They established the Little Rock Nine Foundation, with Carlotta as president. During the 50th anniversary commemoration, the foundation raised $800,000 to fund a scholarship program to help underserved students overcome their educational obstacles. In return for the scholarships, each group of recipients is required to mentor the next year's scholarship winners. This process will help to preserve the history of the Little Rock Nine, deepen their legacy, and produce students who understand the importance of giving back while moving forward. This wonderful book is Carlotta's story. She reminds us that the civil rights movement was led, in no small measure, by people she calls unlikely candidates. This book shares how the Little Rock Nine, in a simple quest for a good education, opened new horizons for themselves and for future generations, but only after they paid a very high price. And it is the personal testament of Carlotta Walls Lanier who, of them all, spent the most days at Central, enduring day after day of being kicked, pushed, spit upon, and verbally abused. A mighty long way will make you ashamed and proud, angry and hopeful, heartsick and happy. Carlotta tells it as it was, a story we all need to know. Thank you, Mr. President. Prologue. Remembering Central High 50 years later. All week, I managed to keep my composure. Through the touching anniversary speeches by politicians and civil rights leaders, through the lunches, dinners, and a reception at the Arkansas Governor's Mansion, through a provocative musical drama that told the story of the Little Rock Nine, even through a preview of the new visitors center for the high school where the real-life drama took place 50 years ago. Through it all, I hardly shed a tear. I walked around the multimedia exhibits inside the center and watched the black and white television footage captured on that day, September 25, 1957. But something wouldn't let me linger. I didn't want to see the 14-year-old black girl climbing those steps in her new store-bought dress, surrounded by armed military men under presidential orders to keep the spitting, clawing white mob at bay. I didn't want to know her fear again. Then, on the last day of city-sponsored events celebrating the golden anniversary of the Little Rock Nine, President Bill Clinton cracked my armor. As I sat on a makeshift stage at the foot of the steps that I had climbed the same day 5 decades earlier, the former president's words took me back. He was talking about courage, gratitude, and the responsibility that each of us has to contribute to the world, to do something more than talk, even when stepping up comes at a cost. He turned slightly away from the podium and looked sideways at us, the gray-haired men and women seated behind him. "These nine people didn't just have an opinion," he said. They didn't just say...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?